Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Beis. Near the top of Yud Beis and Aleph, the Gemara brings down a shaila from Rava, Zarak Arniki BePesach Zeh. Rava wants to know whether there's a kinyan chatzer on a flying arniki. If somebody throws something into the chatzer through one entrance and it goes out through the other entrance, while it's flying through the chatzer in between, is the chatzer kaina for the Baal HaChatzer? And Rav Papa thought that he could be placed with Rav's shayla by comparing it to the case of the Tzvi, which we discussed on the previous daf. And over there, the Gemara said that as long as it's Das Acheres Makne, the chatzer could be kaina even though the Tzvi is moving. So too over here, let the chatzer be kaina this arniki. But the Gemara was madchel the proof that it could be that something flying through the air is different from something that's moving on the ground. That was the words Shani Mizgalgal at the end of the Gemara. But the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha on the comparison that Rav Papa wanted to make. Rav Papa says that let it be kaina over here, just like it's kaina in the case of the Tzvi. But the case of the Tzvi Gufa, we never said that there's a categorical halacha that a chatzer is kaina. We said over there really that it depends. That if there's a Das Acheres Makne, then the chatzer is kaina even though the Tzvi is moving. But if there was no Das Acheres Makne, if it was a Metzia, then the chatzer wouldn't be kaina. And over here, that there was a girsa that many Rishonim had, that quoted going back to the times of the Gaonim, that the shaila of Rava was Zarek Arniki v'Pesach Zev Yisrael Pesach Acher ve'afkerei, that the one who threw the arniki was mafker the arniki. If it was mafker, then b'pashtus it's damed to the case of the Metzia, not to the case of the Matana where there was Das Acheres Makne. So how could Rav Papa have thought to be appreciated from the halacha of the Tzvi, that just like by Tzvi it's kaina, so too by the arniki it should be kaina? Ad Rabba, by Tzvi b'chi ha'gavna, the chatzer wouldn't be kaina. And therefore Tosfos said that we can't go with the girsa that was quoted from the Gaonim. Tosfos writes in Dibur Maschav Yosef Pesach Acher loy garsinon v'afkerei. Al-Kurach, we're not gayres over here v'afkerei. We're talking over here about where somebody is giving the arniki. The Baal ha'arniki means to be makne, the arniki to the Baal ha'bayis. And so there is a Sacheres makne. So it's damage to the case of the matana, and therefore a Papa thought that we can make it sushtal that just like by the Tzvi, where there's a Sacheres makne, one would be kaina, so too over here by the arniki, if there's a Sacheres makne, the Baal ha'bayis could be kaina. But the kasha is, if you take a look at Rashi, Dibur Maschal Zark arniki, Zuck Rashi, Rashi learns that the Gemara is talking, yes, about where he's mafkirid. Although it seems from Rashi, Grada, that Rashi didn't have the girsa of the Gainim, because Rashi adds it into his pirush. It doesn't seem that it's part of his girsa. But be that as it may, Rashi learns the Gemara the same way that the Gainim did, that we're talking about where it was hefker, and so all of the Rishonim are matama on Rashi, although, surprisingly, Tosfos does not mention that he's coming lafuki from Rashi. Aber Lamaisa, the point that Tosfos makes is a kasha on Rashi, and many other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbam, the Nukah Yosef, the Rosh, they present it as a kasha against Rashi. How could Rashi say that Rav was clearing a shayla about Zarek Arniki v'afkerei? If he was mafkerit, then how could Rav Papa come and say that, oh, just like by Tzvi, the chatzer was kaina, so too by Arniki, Adar Rabba, by Tzvi b'chi ha'gavna, where it's hefker, where there's no Das Acheres Makne, the chatzer would not be kaina. And if we take a look in the Ramban and the Rashba, they say they want to be mechadish b'das Rashi or gavaldegi yisoid, that there's really two different kinds of hefker. There's a hefker that's where it's a hefker that's not midas, meaning something just became hefker by itself. An example of that would be where somebody lost something, so it became hefker against his will without his ratzon, or for that matter, a case of a ger shemeisa in the yershim, and it becomes hefker automatically. Versus the other type of hefker, which is where a person is mafkir it midas. A person gets up and declares that this object which I own should become hefker. And Zok the Rashba, that second type of hefker is considered to be a Das Acheres Makne. Even though he's not being makne to the Baal HaBayis, he's being mafkirit, he's giving permission to whoever will be zeicha to come and take it. Aber Zok the Rashba, but Hagufa, the fact that he's giving that permission, so that whoever comes in as zeicha in this arniki is getting it mikoyach, the permission that he, the makne, the mafkir, the original Baalim, gave. So this kinyan has the benefit of a Das Acheres Makne. Not only does a matana have the benefit of a das acharis maknet. But even a zechiyah min a hefker, where the hefker was a hefker midas, that also has the benefit of a das acharis maknet. The Kseis HaChoshen talks about this Rashi in two places, and in each place the Kseis HaChoshen says a chiddush, and others debate it. The Kseis HaChoshen will first mention Simen Shin Samach Beis, Eis Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch over there talks about the halacha of a katan being zeiche. And the din, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, is that while a katan cannot be zeiche in a metziah, midei reisa, the Mishnah in Gittin says that mepnei darkei ashalim chazal masakin, that when a katan is zeiche in a metziah, people shouldn't take it away from him, but al kapanam is a chi midei reisa, a katan doesn't have in a metziah. But in a matana, with his das acheres makne, a katan is zeiche, according to many Rishonim, even midei reisa. According to the chiddush that we're seeing over here in Rashi, that hefker midas is considered das acheres makne. So if das acheres makne is what allows a katan to be zeicha min hatayra, and therefore he's zeicha in a matana, so too a katan would be able to be zeicha min hatayra even in a davar shel hefker, as long as it was this second type of hefker that the Rashba was machadish, the hefker midas. Then even a katan would be able to be zeicha midei reisa. That's another nafkamina that would come out from this Rashi. As Isaac the Kseis in Simon Shin Samach Beis, the Nesivis, however, in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel disagrees. He brings a raya from Gemara in Gittin that a katan can never be zeicha and hefker midei reisa, even if it's a hefker midas. And the Nesivis says that although both of these two dinim, the Gemara is teila on das acheres makne. Nevertheless, das acheres makne could work differently, legavi different halachas, and the chiddush of the Rishonim of Rashi that a hefker midas could also be considered das acheres makne. That's true for the topic of arsugi leinyan, that a chatzar is kaina even though the object is moving, but it wouldn't necessarily be true leinyan the halacha in Simen Shin Samach Beis legavi katan being zeicha. The second shtekel kseis that I want to talk about is the kseis in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, where the kseis comes to be masbir this chiddush of Rashi, because lechayu it's surprising. Why should it be considered das acheres makne when somebody is zeichem in a hefker? Das acheres makne means that the marikama, let's call him Reuven, his das is being makne et to Shimon. But over here, when Shimon comes to be zeicha, he's being zeichem in a hefker, Reuven is already out of the picture. So how is Reuven helping, contributing, how is he at all involved in Shimon's zechia, Shimon's kinyan? Zaktik says that what this Rashi sounds like is that he's going with a chiddush that the Kseis is medayik from a lashon of the Rambam. There's a very interesting Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchas Nedarim, Halacha Yud Dalet, where the Rambam talks about Hefker. And the Rambam says something, and the Lashon is not so clear to understand what it means, but it's certainly some interesting Chiddush, some interesting Lomdis in the Gedder of Hefker. It's like the Rambam, HaHefker, Afal Pi She'ini Neder, Harehu Kimay Neder, She'asu Lachzor Bay. The Rambam says that the inyan of hefker is somehow related to the inyan of neder. It's not quite a neder, but it's like a neder. One can't be chayzer from the hefker because somehow of the parasha of nedarim. And the Kseis takes this Rambam more literally than most other mefarshim. And the Kseis says that what the Rambam means to say is that when a person says hareze hefker, nothing is really chal on the chayfetz and teres kinyonim. The chayfetz still belongs to him. But what he has now is a chiyuv from the parish of Bal Yachal Devaray to allow anyone else to take it. So that if Shimon comes along and picks up this chayfetz, Reuven can't stop him because Bal Yachal Devaray says that he's not going to stop Shimon from taking it. But until Shimon comes along and takes it, who actually owns it? Who's the Bailam on the chayfetz? It's still Reuven. That's what the Kseis says the Rambam means by this Lashon of Harehu Kemay Neder, that Hefker works like a Neder. It's a promise that you'll let anybody who wants to come and be zeicha in it. The Ksei says that there's some interesting nafkaminis that will come out from this Rambam, that l'chayra should follow from this Rambam, and the Ksei says that all of them seem to be shver from Gemaris, but each time the Rambam says, we could get out of the rayas. L'mashal, l'fi this chiddush, it should come out that if somebody is mafkir something, and then he dies, before anyone comes to be zeicha in it, then l'chayra, the Yerushim shouldn't have to honor that hefker. If Reuven says, hareze hefker, and then he dies, so the Yerushim should be able to keep that chayfetz that he was mafker, because nothing was really chal on the chayfetz. It still belonged to their father. Their father had a chiyuv neder, not to stop people from taking it. But they don't yarshim their father's chiyuv neder. So anything of hefker that no one was zeicha in yet, the Yerushim should be allowed to keep it. That's l'chayr, a very surprising chiddush. More than just surprising, the Ksei says that l'chayr there's a raya against it from a Gemara, but the Ksei says it's enkan makam l'harach, was that the Ksei is able to infer the raya against it from a Gemara, but the etzem yisoid avad is a surprising nafkamina in Hilchas Hafkar. Furthermore, the Ksei says that if this yisoid of the Rambam is right, then it should mean that being mafkar something should never really make a difference in legabi mitzvahs and isurim, if any mitzvah or iser is totally on whether you're the bailam on something or not, then it shouldn't be affected by being mafkirit, because being mafkirit doesn't really change anything b'teres kinyanim. And again, the Ksei says a kash on this. Gemara is in Shabbos that seems to say that hefker does make a difference, legabi shvisas kalim, that according to Beishamah that one is chayiv and shvisas kalim. But if somebody's mafkir his kalim, then he wouldn't be chayav in Shvisas Kalim. Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. Also, Lagabi Tzitzis, we know that a beggar is only chayav in Tzitzis if you're the Bailam. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph that if one is mafkir his talis, then he wouldn't be chayav in Tzitzis. So all of these Gemaras seem to indicate that Hefker does make a chalais in Teves Kinyanim, and it's not just a din neder. But again, each time the Ksais raises these kashas and answers these kashas and blibes with this yisoid that lafi the Rambam, the hefker really doesn't make any chaleis in Hilchas Kinyanim. It only makes a chi of neder that he should allow anyone that wants to take it. It's a very nice hezber in our Rashi. That would be the pshat in our Rashi, that even by a case of hefker, they're still considered das acharis maknet, because when the Baal HaBayis comes to be zeicher in this arnaki, he's taka being zeicher from the Baal HaArnaki. It belongs, even though the Baal HaArnaki was mafkirit, but that just means that he's committing himself to allow the Baal HaBayis to be zeicher. But it never really leaves his reshus until the Baal HaBayis is zeicher, and therefore it's considered das acharis makne. Now, interestingly, Tosfos, who says by us leger sinin va'afkered ha'chashav das acharis makne, I say, and it surely wouldn't be considered das acharis makne if it was really hefker. So Tosfos seems not to hold of this estate of the Rambam that hefker is midin neder. The Ksais makes a beautiful tliya. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Dalet about Bitul Chametz. How does Bitul Chametz work? Tosfos says on Daf Dalet that Bitul Chametz is really nothing more than hefker. When you're mevatel the chametz, you're making it hefker, and once the chametz is hefker, so shalcha ataraya aval ataraya shalachirim. So you're not over by your aval yomatzay on the chametz because it's hefker. But Rashi over there, Pesachim Daf Dalet and Rebbeis says that the din of Bitul Chametz is really gzeiras hakosav, and the parasha of chametz is learned from the lashon of tashbisu, which indicates that Rashi hashbasa believe. That from there we learn the inyan of Bitul Chametz. Why didn't Rashi learn like Tosfos that you don't need a special chiddush in the parsha of Chametz that Bitul should take off the Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei? It's Hefker. If it's Hefker, you're not even Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei anymore. Zak Diksai, Rashi and Tosfos are both going to Shitasam. Because according to Rashi, Hefker, like the Rambam says, Hefker is Midin Neder, so nothing really changed in Hilchas Kinyanim, so the Chametz is still your Chametz. Making it Hefker is not going to take off the Chi of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei, because Lagabe is Isurim. Your neder isn't going to change it. You still own the chametz. So therefore, Rashi has to learn there's a special din of bitul chametz that's learned from the Torah that it takes off the Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei. While Tosfos l'shitasam, that hefker does make a chaleis in Torah's kinyanim, Tosfos could say that bitul chametz works mitam hefker. Aber l'maisa, so this is the ksais. The ksais is diyuk in the Rambam, the nafkamin is that he says l'fi zeh, and his hezber al pi zeh of the Rashi and Arsuga. But it should be noted that this ksais is a very big chiddush, and like I said before, he takes the Rama much more literally than most other mafarshim do. There are kashas on the ksais. The main he raises some of the kashas himself, and other mafarshim are not so satisfied with the terutzim that he gives. And the main kasha aside for these that the mafarshim asks is from the Gemara in Adarim Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara says that there's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and according to the Chachamim, when a person makes something hefker, it leaves his rishus even before the zeicha picks it up. And in fact, the Gemara says over there that mehai tama, if someone is mudr hanah mechaveirai, if he makes his nechasim hefker, then the mudr hanah is able to be nana from them after the person makes it hefker, because it's no longer considered in the rishus of the person that he's not allowed to get hanah from. So Reb Shimon and Shari Yeshur and Sharhei Perchav Gimel asks this kasha among others, and Reb Shimon over there writes, the inyan of the Rambam that Hefker is mitam neder. But I'll call upon him, if we neman like the Ksais's explanation of the Rambam, then that would be a very good hezber for the Chiddush of Rashi in our figure. For the next shtickle, we'll go on to the Gemara following the Mishnah and spend a little time learning the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, because this is the Shakla Vitaria in which the Pashup Shat is more difficult than usual to make sense out of without learning the explanations of the Rishonim. The basic outline of this Gemara is that there's a stira between two statements of Shmuel. Shmuel makes one statement from which the Gemara is medayik that he holds that a cotton does not have zechiya midereisa, and the Gemara then says, but Shmuel elsewhere made a statement which indicates that a cotton does have zechiya midereisa. The trouble is that neither of the two statements of Shmuel seem to say anything directly about the zechiya of a cotton. They both seem to say something about the din that the father takes the metziya from the cotton. And so in each case, the Rishonim need to explain how the Gemara was making a tliya between these two inyanim. The Gemara begins that Shmuel says, "Mepneima amru." Why did Chazal say that a metziyas katan is la'aviv? Is because b'shosha mitza meritza itzal aviv in a machar b'yaday. Shmuel explains that the reason for the din of the Mishnah that the father gets the metziyah of the katan is because it's the teva of a katan b'metziyus that he would bring it to the father. And then the Gemara says, "Lememra." This indicates that Shmuel holds that a katan does not have zechiyah de'raisa. Now, the Ritva is bothered that the issue of the zechiyah of a katan, that's step one. When a katan picks up a metziyah, it is any kinyan chal. And then step two is, does it belong to himself or to the father? And Shmuel is giving an explanation in step two, why the metziyah of the katan goes to the father. How do you see anything from there about step one, about that which, about whether or not a katan is able to make a kinyan de'raisa in that metziyah? So the Ritva explains that the svara behind the Gemara's tliya is that Shmuel's explanation, Shmuel's svara, is not, in the Ritva's words, a tama rabba. It's not such a great reason. And so if the step one, that a katan is zeich in the metziyah, was a din de'raisa, Chazal wouldn't then take it away from him because of this shvach atam and give it to the father. So from the fact that Shmuel says that step two could be explained with this shvach atam, it must be that step one wasn't a real din d'oraisa anyway. It was only a heim amru that the katan should be zeich in the metziyah. So heim amru, v'heim amru. Then you don't need such a great tam, since it's only Chazal that said that the katan should be zeich in the first place, so Chazal could also take it away from him and give it to the father. That's the Ritva's explanation in the first tliya that the Gemara makes, how the Gemara sees from the first statement of Shmuel that the zechiyah b'katan is not de'raisa. But then we go on to the next part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that we seem to see from something else that Shmuel says that the zechiyah b'katan is de'raisa, because Shmuel paskin like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi had said that if the person working in the field was an aris who was zeicha and a share of the field, so he's considered like a bal hasadeh. And even in, so the Tanakhama had said that then his son is not allowed to take the leket, but Rabbi Yosi said, benkach benkach, the son is still allowed to take the leket. And Shmuel said that we pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Zakti Gemara, from that we see that the zechiyah of a katan is de'iraisa. And here again, the Rishonim are bothered, and Tosfos asks the kashan, Dibur Maschil Yom Rav Shlomo de'iraisa, that the difficulty of how could the son be malakit the leket is because of what we were calling before step two, that it says in the Mishnah that when the son picks something up, it goes to the father. So how could we allow the son to take the leket if it's going to go to the father, and the father who has a share of the field, he's like a bala sadi, he's not allowed to have the leket of this field. So the statement of Rabbi Yosi seems to tell us something about the step two. It seems to tell us that Rabbi Yosi argues with the din of the Mishnah and holds that a father doesn't get the metziyah of a katan. But how does it tell us anything about step one, about the sechiyah of the katan himself, whether it's de'raisa or it's de'rabanan? It could just as easily be de'raisa or de'rabanan that the katan is de'icha, but then Rav Yosi holds it. That's step one, but step two Rav Yosi wouldn't hold of. Rav Yosi would say that it doesn't go to the father. That's why the son is allowed to be malakit, even if the father has bialis in the field. So Tosfos says that the Gemara is making an assumption that to say that Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold the din of the Mishnah altogether, what we were calling din 2, that the father gets the metzias of the katan, that's not possible. Because Zok Tosfos, it's not just our Mishnah, it's not just one stop Mishnah It's Mishnayos in many places. Our Mishnah, a Mishnah in Eruv, a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, a Mishnah in Gittin. Kama Mishnayos, the Tosfos says, Kulu Mishnayos Islahu. Yad Ben Kiyad Aviv. There are too many Mishnayos that hold that a father has a Zechus and a son's Metzias to say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like that. So the question then is, how could Rabbi Yossi allow the son to be Malachit Achav if the Lachit is going to the father? So Tosfos says, because the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't go directly to the father from the Rishus of the Matnes Aniyim into the Rishus of the father, but rather it's a two-step process. It first goes to the son, and from the son it goes to the father, so the father's not being Zeichet directly in Matnes Aniyim. Zak Tosfos HaGavaldik Esvara. The Gemara made a Tliya that if the Zechiyah of the son is a Zechiyah Deiraisa, then it makes sense that it would be a two-step process. Midereisa, the son, is Zeche in the Laket. And the Rabbanon went and took it and gave it from the son to the father. But if it's a Dinder Rabbanon, what the Ritva called before, a Heim Amru, Behem Amru, then why would it be two steps? Why would they be Heim Amru, that it should belong to the Katan, and then Heim Amru, that it should belong to the father? If they wanted the Metziah of a Katan to go to the father, then they would have just said that when he's Zeche in it from a Hefker, it becomes the father's. And then the father would be becoming Zeich directly from the Rishus of the Matnes Aniyim. That wouldn't be allowed. And so from that which Rabbi Yossi says, that even when the father is a part owner in the field, has a schus and a share of the tvua, still b'noi malakit achrov, it's a raya that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Zechiyah of a katan is deraisa, and Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi, so we see Shmuel holds and the Zechiyah of a Katan is Deraisa, and Mele Fakti Gemara Asira between the first member of Shmuel, where he gave a Hezbro in our Mishnah, from which we were Medayik, that the Zechiyah of a Katan is Lav Deraisa, versus the statement that he made where he said Halacha Krabi Yesi, where we see that the Zechiyah of a Katan is Deraisa. Then the Gemara gave a Teretz. The Gemara said, Shmuel Tama Detana Didon Ka'amar, V'lei Lei Svirulei. And here there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn what the Gemara means, V'lei Lei Svirulei. Rashi learns what might be the Pashat Pshat, that Shmuel doesn't hold that the father is Zeicha and the Metziah of the Katan, meaning that Shmuel argues on the holding of our Mishnah, that Shmuel, who passes like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the Zechiyah of the Katan is Deiraisa, he would hold Taka that it doesn't go to the father. And that's, like we said before, because if the Zechiyah B'Katan is Deiraisa, so for the Shvach HaTam of Rishosh HaMoitza Merisei's love, they wouldn't go and take away from him that which he was Eich and Mideiraisa. When Shmuel said at the beginning of the Gemara, B'Nei Ma'amu Chachamim, that Mesiyah's Katan La'av is because Rishosh HaMoitza Merisei's love, he was just come to explain the Tam of the Tan of our mission who holds that the Father is Eich in the Metziah. But Tosfos, of course, cannot learn this way, because we just got through explaining, speaking out Tosfos Ibn Rasl Yom Pishlama Deraisa, where Tosfos explained that the whole Tzliya of the Gemara in the second step was based on the assumption that no one could argue with the premise that a father is Zeicha in the Metziah of a Katan. Like Tosfos said, Kul Mishnayis, there are so many Mishnayis that speak out this Yisoid. If it was possible to say that Rabbi Yossi argued with the whole din of the father being Zeicha and the Metziah of the Katan, then the Gemara never would have had a diuk that Shmuel holds that the Zechiyah of a Katan is Deraisa. That the whole diuk was based on the assumption that no one could argue with the Mishnah. So how could the Gemara say a line later of Lele Svirle if it means, like Rashi says, that he doesn't hold all together the Metziah's Katan La'aviv? So if you take a look at the bottom Tosfos, although Tosfos doesn't speak out that Rashi learned one way, but because of his Hezber and the Peshach of Attire earlier, he can't learn that way. But Lamaisa Tosfos gives a different shot. Tosfos in this Tosfos explains that when the Gemara says V'lele Svirle, it doesn't mean that Shmuel V'das Rav Yossi argues with the whole din of a father being Zeicha and the Metziah of a Katan. But there are two ways to learn the din that a father is Zeicha and the Metziah of a Katan. One way is that Katan means Katan Mamish, any Katan. And the other way is what you learned in the words of Rabbi Yechanan on the top of Amud Beis, that Lav Katan Katan Mamish Ella, anybody that's Semech al Shulchan Aviv is called a Katan even if he's already a Gadol, and anybody that's not Semech al Shulchan Aviv is called a Gadol even if he's still a Katan. That it's totally on the din of Semech al Shulchan Aviv. Zok Tosfos, if it's totally on, if the definition of katan has to do with one who's semech al shulchan aviv, then you could explain the reason why the father is zeich in the metziah, that it's mishum eva. If it's mishum eva, that would stim already with the shita of Rabbi Yosi, that the metziah, that the zechiyah of a katan is deraisa, because that's already a tama rabba. And for a tama rabba, the chachamim would take it away even from a zechiyah deraisa and give it to the father. But Shmuel, who read in the Mishnah the word katan and thought that the word katan must mean katan mamish, so Shmuel saw that the Mishnah wasn't limiting a katan to one who semech al shulchan aviv. Shmuel read in the Mishnah was learning that every katan's metziah goes to his father, even if he's not semech al shulchan aviv, then the reason can't be als eva. So for that, Shmuel gave a different time, because b'shosh shemoitza meritzei tzal aviv. But that's lele sfirle, because that time, like the Gemara said at the beginning, only works if you hold that the zechiyah of a katan is lav deraisa. Shmuel doesn't hold that, because Shmuel passes like a base that the zechiyah of a katan is deraisa. So that he was saying just to explain the time of the Tan of our Mishnah. So the machlekes, when the Gemara says v'leilei sfirlei, there's a machlekes here between Shmuel and Libid Rabbi Yosi versus the Tan of our Mishnah. The machlekes is not about whether the father has any rights to the metziah of a katan. Avadet kuli amalei pligi, a father is zeich on the metziah of a katan. But the machlekes is how do you define a katan? The Tan of our Mishnah, Shmuel thought, defines it as any katan, even one who's not semech al shulchan aviv. That has to go with the mandam that the zechiyah of a katan is only derabbanan. While Shmuel defines it as dafka, such a katan who's semech al shulchan aviv, and then the tam could be als eva, and that works even b'das Rabbi Yosi, who holds that the zechiyah of a katan is deiraisa. Comes at something very surprising from this Tosfos, that in this step of the Shaka Vitaria, Shmuel holds of what we think of as being Rabbi Yechanan's Yisoid. Rabbi Yechanan was Machadish for us on Amud Beis, that Lav Katan Katan Mamish, Katan really means HaSemech HaShulchan Aviv. Turns out now that according to this step of the Gemara, Shmuel also held that way. Just the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan was that whereas Shmuel held this way, Alib de Hilchasa, but he held that it isn't the correct pshat in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah that used the word Katan doesn't seem to be teaching this halacha. And Rabbi Yechanan is willing to say that the word katan in the Mishnah is lav dafka, and taka the Mishnah itself also holds of this halacha. But la halacha, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan were both saying that what's the taich of a katan? A katan means one who semech al shulchan aviv. But that's only in this step of the Gemara. But then the Gemara brings a raya from Maseches Gittin that really Rabbi Yosi holds that the zechiyah of a katan in a metziah is only drabanan. And so the original stira that we asked before between the first member of Shmuel and the second member of Shmuel, that stira falls away. Really, Shmuel holds all the way that zechiyah of a katan is derabbanan. So the reason that he said at the beginning of the sugya to explain our Mishnah is aliba didei. It's one that he holds of. There's no need to say that Shmuel personally really holds like Rabbi Yechanan. But then the problem is, but if Rabbi Yosi really holds that zechiyah of a katan is derabbanan, so how then could he say that the father is that the benoy can be melaket achav even when the father is a part owner in the field, even when he's zeicha lemechta v'shlish l'aviyah, he's being zeicha directly in the matnes aniyim. So to that, the Gemara gives a teres on the top of Amud Beis that it's that heter for the benoy to be melaket achav is a takana d'rabbanan that's called asu she'in zeicha kezeicha. And here again, we have a machlekes rishonim. Rashi learns Asu She'inu Zeicha Kezeicha means the Katan himself, that even though the Katan Me'ikir Din shouldn't be Zeicha in the Matnes Aniyim, Me'ikir Din really goes directly to the father, but Asu Chazal Masakin, that it should be considered as if the Katan was Zeicha, as if it was a two-step process rather than a one-step process, in order to be Matir for the father, in order to be Matir for the son to get those Matnes Aniyim. The Tos Harosh says that Asu She'inu Zeicha means something else. The She'inu Zeicha is the Aniyim. Chazal made it as if the Aniyim were already Zeicha in these Matnes Aniyim, in this Leket, before the child comes and takes it. So by the time he takes it, it no longer has a Shem Matnes Aniyim. Either way, it's a Takana D'Rabbanan that really Me'ikir Din shouldn't have been allowed, but Chazal made a Asu She'inu Zeicha Kezeicha that it should be Nechshav Ki'ilu, it's mutter for him to take it in order to be Matrit, and the reason is because, like the Gemara explains, it's really the Tevas Daniyim themselves, because even though today is a different Ani who's who's a aris in a field and he wants his son to be able to be malakit. But maybe tomorrow it'll be you, the ani, who will be an aris in a field and you'll want your son to be malakit. So the Teva Seinim Chazal made this takan of asu she'en ezeche kezeche. Now before we go weiter, I want to focus on a particular nekuda that comes out from the Shaka V'Tarya that we just went through. The Gemara came to a maskana that nobody holds that the Zechiyah B'Katan is Deiraisa. The Gemara brought this from the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Nun Tes, where it says that the Metziah V'Cher Shet V'Katan only has Gezel M'Pnei Dark Yishalim, and the Gemara there on Daf Samach Aleph, where Rav Chista said that even Rabbi Yaisi, who had said in the Mishnah Gezel Gomer only means Gezel Gomer Midivrehem, and our Gemara accepts this statement of Rav Chista as a Davar Pasha B'Lesman De Polig. Based on that, has to reinterpret what Rabbi Yaisi said elsewhere about Leket, because this is a Davar Muskim that nobody could hold that a Katan has a Zechim Ideraisa. That's the Maskan of our Gemara. The problem is that the Gemara in Gittin Andav Samach Dalid says that there's different Shiurim in the development of a Katan. And the Gemara over there describes a Shiur of Tzror V'Zarkai Egez V'Naitloi, which means that once he has the intelligence to discern between something which has value and something which doesn't, he finds a pebble and throws it away, he finds a nut and he takes it. Once he reaches that level, the Gemara says, Zeicha la'atzmai ve'ine zeicha la'achirim, that although he's not yet old enough to make kinyanim for other people, but he's already able to make a kinyan for himself. And the Rishonim interpret that that means even midai raisa. So we have that Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Dalet, which says that a katan of a certain age does have zechiyah deraisa. Our Gemara comes to a maskana that a katan under all circumstances does not have a zechiyah midai raisa. All the Rishonim talk about this, and the Ramah in Siman Reish Mem Gimel Sif Tes Vav brings down the teretz, which is the consensus of Rav Rishonim, that there's a difference between a metziah and a matana. By a metziah, a katan never has a zechiyah midai raisa. But by a matana, with his das acheres makne, to use the term that we had in the previous sugya, the sugya of das acheres makne zok derama, that makes the difference for a katan to be able to be zeicha. So that's the Ramah's psak in Shulchan Aruch. But the Shach in Sifkat and Vav over there in Siman Reish Mem Gimel argues. The Shach says he asks a twofold kasha on the Ramah. First of all, that there's no makar, and second of all, that there's no svara. The whole idea that das acheres makne makes a difference, the makar for that in Shas is from our sugya on the previous daf, where the Gemara talked about das acheres makne as making a difference in Hilchas Kinyan Chatzer. That a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, under some circumstances, even though it's not kaina a metziah, but it's still able to be kaina a matana. But where do we ever find that das acheres makne should make a difference legabe the zechiyah of a katan? So the Shach says, first of all, there's no makar for it, and Svetin zuck the Shach umas svarihi. The Shach says, maman of Shach. Either a katan does have the koyach to make kinyanim, or he doesn't have the koyach to make kinyanim. If he has the koyach, let him be zeicha even in a metziah. And if he doesn't have the koyach to make kinyanim, then he shouldn't be able to be zeicha in a matana either. Why should das acheres makne help if the katan lemaisa doesn't have the koyach to make kinyanim? So the Shach therefore argues with the teretz, which is accepted by Rav Rishonim, argues with the psak of the Ramah. But the Shach then has to deal with the stira. Our Gemara says that a katan has no zechiyah midiraisa. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Dalet says that once he reaches the shir of Tzor V'Zarka Egez V'Nayli, he does have that koyach. Zok the Shach, our Gemara, and for that matter, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tes, is only talking about a katan smaller than that shir. Every time that it says katan, our Gemara means a katan that hasn't reached the shir of Tzor V'Zarka Egez V'Nayli. Then Hitaka doesn't have any zechiyah midiraisa. But a katan that's already reached that level has a zechiyah midiraisa in all inyanim, both legabe metziah and legabe matana. That's the chiddush of the Shach. The chayra in learning the Shach Avatari of our Gemara, the Shach Avatari of our Gemara didn't seem that way. Because our Gemara had a member of Rabbi Yaisi which seemed to hold that a katan does have zechiyah midiraisa, from the halacha of Leket, where it said that even if the father has a chelik in the field, lemechel shish l'revia, the son is still allowed Leket b'nai achrav. And the Gemara thought that that proves that a katan has zechiyah midiraisa, but the Gemara shlugged that up from the fact that we see in Gittin that a katan doesn't have zechiyah midiraisa. But according to the Shach, that the Mishnah in Gittin that says that he doesn't have zechiyah midiraisa only means a little katan, so the chayr we could have said that was Rabbi Yaisi says Yalaka Penayachrav means an older katan. means the cotton that's already reached the shear serve as erka eggs and egg plate. So it's not a kash that could slug up the shach. The shach could say that the Gemara held would be a deichik. Does that sign that Mishnah talking dafk about that type of a cotton? But l'chir, the pashas of the shach of Ataria of our Gemara seems to indicate not like the shach. L'maisa, the ksois in Sifkotan Hay over there in Meshmim Gimel, argues with the shach and defends the yisoid said by all of the rishonim that the real teretz to the stira is that it's tolei and dasacharis makna. And Zaktik says, that which the Shach was bothered, that there's no Svara, why should that Sacharis Makna make a difference in whether or not a cotton should be Zeicha? The Ksay says it's really a very stark Svara. Because the big chasaran of a cotton is that he doesn't, what's he missing? Why can't he make a Kinyanim? Zaktik says, the reason why a cotton can't make a Kinyan is because a Kinyan needs Das, and a cotton is not a Bar Das. Where do you see that a kinyan needs das? So Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Nun Beis, Udir b'nichse hager, uksev shein shaloi. If somebody is doing something which be'etzim should be considered a ma'isa kinyan, he's working in a piece of property, he's plowing the field, which is really a kinyan chazak on a piece of property, and it was really a property shal hefkar. And if he did it l'shem kinyan, he would be kinyan. But he thought that it was his own, the Gemara says he's not kinyan. Even though he did the Maisa Kinyan, but he did it without Das to be Kainah, because he thought that he was being Oidir in his own field. What does he have to be Kainah for? So since he didn't have Das to be Kainah, he's not Kainah. That Gemara is the Makar that a Maisa Kinyan needs Das, and therefore Zaktik says that's the reason why a Katan can't be Zaycha, because he's not a Bar Das. Aber Zaktik says, but we know that that Yisoid, we find that Rishonim already buy eyes from elsewhere. That you say to Oidir b'nechse hager, that's only true when you come into Bizeichem and a Hefker. But when there's Das Acheres Makne, then the Makabel doesn't have to know that he's being kind of something. Even if he's receiving something which he thinks is his, he's kind of. And the reason is because you don't need the one who's being kind of to have Das. If there's another party, there's the Makna, and the Makna has Das. You just need that somebody should have Das. In every Kinyan, one of the two parties has to have Das. If you're coming to Mizrechim and a Hefker, there's only one party. So that's the Kaina. So you need his Das. But if you're being Makabal and Matana, so then the Kaina doesn't have to have Das because the Makna has Das. And therefore, Oidi B'nech Se'ager, Ksofashin Shaloi, is not a Chasaran when it comes to Matana. He brings it, the Rashba already says that there's no chesaron of k'server shein shaloi by a matana because there's das acheres makna. So if it's a zaktik sois, the teretz of the shach kasha is really self-explanatory. What's the svar why das acheres makna should be ma'akev the kinyan of a katan, or should make an afkamin l'gabi the kinyan of a katan? He says, because first we have to be masbir why a katan isn't kaino in the first place. The whole reason why a katan isn't kaino is because of a chesaron and das. The melu and the das acheres makne, so you don't need the das of the kaina, so then a katan is able to be kaina. That's the ksais's explanation for this inyan that the Ramah brings b'shem the rishain, and the das acheres makne helps to allow a katan to be kaina once he reaches the shir of tzurav zerkei egrid v'night light. But achreinim ha'ma'ira, the stipler in his kilos yakav ha'masachas yivam simin chaf hey, speaks out something which a number of other achreinim also go through. The Lamaisa, there's a kash on this, because here the Ksais wants to say that the whole reason why a katan isn't Zeicha, the whole din that we're saying is the maskon of our sugya, that there's no Zechia for a katan, is all because of a chsaron and das. The problem is that there's the Yisoid of the Marit, which the Ksais himself brings down elsewhere. The Ksais in Simon Reish Samaches has a shaka vataria about this chiddush of the Marit. Reish Samaches of Katan Beis, and the Ksais is where you can find it, where the Marit says that which we learn in the Gemara in Yevamos, Oidir b'nechse hager, that kinyanim need das, that's only those kinyanim that are totally on, that get done with a maisa. Where the maisa kinyan makes the kinyan michal, then it needs das. But there's a kind of a kinyan which is totally in a metzias. The presence of a chafetz in a certain place is gerim that you should be kaina. Such kinyanim don't need das. What are those kinyanim? A kinyan chatzer, and zakta marit, and a kinyan yad. When something is present in a person's hand, so then the yad is kind of just like a chatzar, and the Ma'arit says a chiddush, and the Ksais over there says that although it appears that Rashi doesn't hold of this chiddush, but he has a ray from a Tosfos earlier from a Tesis in Bava Kama and Chavtes, the Tesis does hold of this Yisoid of the Marit, that when one is being clean of something in his yad, the kinyan doesn't need das. So now how could we say that the whole reason why a katan is in Zaycha is only because of a chasaron and das? Not all kinyanim need das. Lamai said that the kinyan chatzer is takanat negeya maybe to a katan anyway, but a kinyan yad, certainly the tzurav zaycha egas v'neitloi, that halacha that katan can be makabel matana, that's a matana that's being put into his hand, and that doesn't need das to be kaina. So what then is the reason why the katan can't be zaycha? And if you need a different explanation in that, so what's going to be the pshat and why with das acheres makne it should help? So the stapler says that you could say similar to the ksais, but a little bit differently. Not that the chasarin by a katan is that he doesn't have das, and with his das acheres makne the other party provides the das, but that a katan can't make chalosim. Again, because he's a katan, perhaps because he's a lav bar das, lemaisa there's a din that he can't make chalosim. But the difference, like the stapler, in this way it's similar to the ksois, the difference between the metziah and the matana is that by the metziah, where he's the only party, so who makes the chalais? Who's giving that this chalais should be chal? It has to be him. There's nobody else. And a katan doesn't have a koyach to be giving the chalais should be chal. So he can't be zeich in a metziah. But when it comes to a matana, there's das acheres makne. Meaning, not that the emphasis is on the word das. Das acheres makne means there's another party here. He doesn't have to make the kinyan bichal. There's somebody else, the makne. The makne can make the kinyan bichal. The makne, by the makne, deciding that this chifetz of mine should go to that katan, that gerim that it should go to the katan. And so, you don't need the katan to make the chalais. The gadol, who's being makne to him, makes the chalais. Therefore, it's chal when there's das acheres makne. And again, and not when there isn't. So again, to sum up in a nutshell, our Gemara comes to a clear-cut conclusion that there's no zechiyah for a katan. The shach holds it means dafka, very little katan that didn't reach the shear of tzurav zerke egez v'neilei, but reif paiskim hold that it means any katan, but it means dafka that he's not zeicha in a metziah, but a matana he could be zeicha. The Rishonim say, why? Because by a matana, there's das acheres makne. The ksei says, because the whole chasarin by a metziah is that he doesn't have das, with das acheres makne, so you don't need his das. The stapler says that sometimes you can't learn that the chasaron is mishum das, but still the chasaron is because he doesn't have the koyach to make a chalais, but when there's das acheres makne, you don't need him to make the chalais because the makne can make the chalais. Let's talk now for a few minutes about the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted by the Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis, Tosfos Ibn Maschil, Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Rabbi Yechanan says that when our Mishnah is mechalek, legabe the metziyas katan, that a metziyas katan goes la'aviv, the definition of katan versus gadol is not totally on the child's age, but it's totally rather on the child's economic position. If the child is samach al shulchan aviv, he's considered a katan even if he's older than 13. If the child is not samach al shulchan aviv, then he's considered a gadol even if he's younger than 13. Now there's another Mishnah that differentiates between a gadol and a katan. That's the Mishnah in Eirvin Daf Ayin Tes, where the Mishnah says that when one person makes the Erev Chatzeres and he wants to be mezake the Erev to the other Bnei HaChatzer, so he could do that through Bnei HaGadol, but he can't do it through Bnei HaKatan. Now over there we don't find the words of Rabbi Yechanan. Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, that just like Rabbi Yechanan says legabe Arsugya, that legadol gadol mamash, legkatan katan mamash, ela gadol samach shulchan aviv, vizehu katan, etc., so too, Rabbi Yechanan would say that legabe the mission in Eirvin on Daf Ayin Tes. And so, when it comes to being mezakeh in Eirvin to the other Bnei HaChatzer, if you want to do it through your child, you have to use a child that's not samach al shulchan aviv. And so too, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Arachaim in Simin Shin Samach Vav that when one wants to be mezakeh the Eirvin to the other Bnei HaChatzer, he can't use a Bnei HaSamech HaShulchanai, even if the Bnei is a Gadol, a teenage child, but he can't be mezakeh it through a Bnei HaSamech HaShulchan Aviv. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But most Rishonim argue. The Rif and the Rambam and Maseches Eirvin, they bring down the Mishnah over there, Kitzurasa, with the words Gadol and Katan, indicating that they take those words literally, that it's totally on the child's age. And the Ramban here in Arsig, quoted by other Rishonim, also the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, B'Shem, the Ramban, they all argue with Rabbeinu Tam, and they say that over there in Maseches Eirvin, the din of Gadol and Katan has nothing to do with whether he's Semech HaShulchan Aviv, it's simply a question of how old he is. And the Chiluk, Zakt Ramban, is a Svara Pshuta. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say in our sugya le gadol gadol mamish le kadon kadon mamish? It all depends on whether he's semich al shulchan aviv, because of the svara of Eva, that if a child whom the father is supporting, then he finds something valuable on the street and he keeps it, it doesn't go to the father, that's going to cause friction between the father and the son. And so to avoid that friction, because of that Eva, Chazal said that the mitziah should go to the father. So even if he's already a gadol, but as long as he's semich al shulchan aviv, we have this concern about Eva, so the mitziah goes to the father. But the Mishnah in Maseches Eirvin is talking about where the father is trying to get the son to help him out. He's doing him a favor. They're working together to make a kinyan. The father wants the kinyan to be chal. So how could we say the kinyan shouldn't be chal to avoid friction with the father? There is no svar of Eva over there. There's no svar to say that the Bnei HaSemech HaShulchanai can't be zeicha in the heir for the other Bnei HaChatzer, Mishim Eva. And therefore over there, as long as the child is already a gadol, so he has a yad, he can make kinyanim, so he can be seicha in the era for the other Bnei HaChatzer. So why Taka does Rabbeinu Tam argue? After all, it's true that the svara of Eva makes no sense over here to say that even though he's a gadol, but if he's tamech ha-shachanav, the kinyan shouldn't be chal misham Eva. Eva, friction with the father is trying to make the kinyan be chal. So Taisus explains, in the fourth line in this long Taisus explains that the reason of Rabbeinu Tam is because of alumnus. Zog Taisus, Hasam nami gabi erev einei zeiche, du yadoi kiyat aviv, kivan de mitziyasei la'aviv, hu adin kol zechuyesev la'aviv. Let's explain those words of Taisus. Zok Taisus says that even though the tam of Eva only makes sense over here and not over there, but once else that tam of Eva, they had to make the takana over here, that mitziyasei la'aviv. So how did they do that? They didn't stam make the takana that the mitziyah should go to the father. They made it with alumnus. They said that yadoi kiyat aviv, in order to accomplish the objective of making his mitziah go to his father, what they did was they were mafkia his yad from being a separate entity, and they said, no, his yad is just an extension of the yad of his father, and therefore, mitziyasei la'aviv. Since the way that they made the mitziyasei la'aviv was by making yadei kiyad aviv, nememeilo l'gabi ohalachas yadei zgidim v'kiyad aviv. So when it comes to being mezakel the erev to the other b'nei achatzer, even though enachanami, it's true that over there's no reason als Eva why it shouldn't work, but Lamaisa, it doesn't work because you're trying to be mezakel l'achirim through a yad which is like your own yad. So obviously you can't make the zechus l'achirim work by putting it into your own yad. Since they made yadei kiyad aviv, therefore the zechia doesn't work like Abba Erev also. The Ramban, who says that no, by Erev, a gadol that semach ha-shulchan aviv is able to be zechia to the other b'nei achatzer, the Ramban learns that when we say in our Mishnah that mitziyasei la'aviv, and Rabbi Yechanan says that means even a gadol, if he semach ha-shulchan aviv, mitziyasei la'aviv, it doesn't mean because they made alumnus of yadei kiyad aviv. They just made a takana that his mitziyah should go to the father. But la'olam, he has his own yad, and therefore whenever the svara of Eva doesn't apply, then he's able to be zechia for himself. The next shtickle, I want to focus on a Gemara in the middle of Amud Beis, where the Gemara is talking about that part of the Mishnah Metzias Avdei Veshifchasei Ha'ivrim Harayu Shel Atzman, and the Gemara asks, Hai Shifcha Heichidami, what's the case of the Shifcha, the Jewish Shifcha, whose Metzia is her own? Ida Aisi Shtei Sarais, the Gemara says, if she's already a Gedele, my boy, what would she be doing by a master? Why would she be a Shifcha? Vidaloi Aisi Shtei Sarais, then the Metzia would go to the father. So the Gemara seems to dismiss out of hand the possibility that you have a Shifcha Ha'ivris who's already a Gedela. Taisus explains why. Because once she's a Gedela, he nami eini yechel limker atzma. She's not able to sell herself. Taisus says, he nami. What does Taisus mean, nami? Because in Shas, we really only find one halacha about a and a Gedela. The halacha that we find is that if she was already sold, then godless is might see her from the Adain. But Zok Taisus is also an additional halacha, that once she's a gedela, she's not able to be meicheres as atzma. Even though a man who's a gadol could be meicheres atzma as an eved ivri, but an isha who's a gedela cannot be meicheres as atzma. That's what Taisus means. He nami in yechela limker as atzma. Taisus says kedeisa b'sefri, which is what we call the mechilta. The mechilta on Sefer Shemois, the Rishonim refer to as the sefri. Taisus quotes that the sefri says this straight out, that there's no parasha of Meicheres Atzma for a Nekeva, only for a Zachar, and so too is Paskin in the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Avadim, Halacha Beis, that an Isha who is Gedele can never be Meicheres Atzma. The problem is that there seems to be a Ramban that holds not like that. The Achrayim Ramadai from the Ramban in his Pirush on Chumash in the parasha of Eved Ivri Shmoyis Perichav Aleph Halacha Dalet on the pasuk of Im Adinav Yitan Le Isha Ha'Isha Viladeh Tiel Ladineha, and Rashi begins the discussion, and the Ramban begins with Rashi, and then continues from there a discussion about whether that Isha that the Adin is giving to his Evidivri is a Yisraelis or a Nachras. That's the Chakir that the Ramban declares. So he's considering it sad that there's a Yisraelis who's working for this Adin that he might give to his Evidivri. L'chayri, that would mean a Gedayla, because the Parsha then talks about the children. And the Ramban also Mefurish at the end of the paragraph, the Ramban after concluding that in fact the Parsha is not talking about Yisraelis, it's talking about the Nachris. The Ramban says, and the Raya is because the Pasuk says that the master would keep the Vladais, Avol be Yisraelis. But if the Isha that he was giving was the Yisraelis, Afilu Haise Gedayla, even if she was a Gedayla, an adult Shifcha Yisraelis, then the Banea Shal Avhein, the children would belong to the parents, they wouldn't belong to the Adain. But you see there at the end of the paragraph, the Ramban talks about this Tzad, that maybe the Shifcha that's being given to the Eved is the Yisraelis. It seems then that the Ramban holds that there's such a thing as an adult Yisraelis who's a Shifcha, who's working for an Adain. So the Achreinim HaMedayik, for example, the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Mem Aleph, on that which is the Mitzvah of Din Eved Ivri, the Menchas Chinuch is Medayik from this Ramban that he argues with the Rambam, also the Mishnah Melach on the Ramban that we mentioned before in Parak Aleph Halacha Beis, is Medayik that the Ramban argues with the Rambam and with our Tosfos and holds that an Isha is able to be Mecheres Es Atzma. But both of them ask, the Mishnah Lamelech ask that L'chayri, there's an upshlag on this Ramban from our Gemara. Our Gemara and a similar Gemara that appears also in Maseches Kitten, where the Gemara says that Eid Aisi Shtei Saris Mai Boyeg Abay seems to say straight out that there's no such thing as a Shifcha Kananis, as a Shifcha Yisraelis, Ivris, who's already a Gedayla. There's no such thing as an Isha Gedayla who's working for an Adain. So L'chayri, this Gemara is a Raya against the Ramban. The Mishnah Melech says that L'chayri is a Raya to the Ramam, a Stira to the Ramban. The Menchas Chinuch suggests a Teret. The Menchas Chinuch says, let's be Makdim. There's a Yisaidis took a piece of Ramban, which is quoted by the Rashba in his Chidushim on Meseches Kedushin, Daf Tezayin. The Gemara over there says that an Eved Ivri has a Kinyan Haguf. The reason why you need a Shtar Shechar is because it's not just a Kinyan Mamon, there's also a Kinyan Haguf. Zok the Rashba, what's the Taich of that Kinyan Haguf? He quotes his Rebbe the Ramban, that the Taich of Kinyan Haguf, when we say that, when the Gemara says that an Eved Ivri has a Kinyan Haguf, is that the Kinyan affects not only Mamonis, but also Isser V'Heter. Where does the Kinyan affect also Isser V'Heter? Because Rabbi Meisel Shifcha Kananis, an ordinary Jew, is not allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. But if you become an Eved Ivri, then the master has the koyach to give you a Shifcha Kananis. And so that's why we consider the kinyan of an Eved Ivri to be a kinyan haguf, because it affects the isurim that he's bound by. That's all very good for an Eved Ivri. A male Eved, he has a heter to marry a Shifcha Kananis, so that's his kinyan haguf. What about the female Eved Ivri, or an Amo Ivriya? She has no heter to marry an Eved Kanani. Such a heter for her to marry an Eved Kanani, we don't find anywhere in the Torah. Only the male Eved Ivri has a heter to marry the female Shifcha Kananis. And like the Menchas Chinuch says, the idea is, because like that, he's working for the master, the blood is going to belong to the master, but you don't have that in the opposite direction. So there's no din that a female Shifcha Ivris should be allowed to marry an Eved Kanani. If so, what then is the Kinyan Haguf? When the Eved Ivri is a female, or Amo Avriya, where's the Kinyan Isser that allows us to consider it a Kinyan Haguf? So the Teretz is, he quotes from the Sefer HaMikna, that it's a din of Yiyud. The fact that when a girl gets sold as an Amo Avriya, the master then has the ability to marry her without having a separate Kedushin, or even to give her as a son, and they should become married without having a separate Kesef Kedushin. So that's an effect in Isser V'Heter that was made by the Kinyan, and that's why that Kinyan too could be called a Kinyan Aguf. But that din of Yiyur Avad is only true while she was a Katana. where the father would have the krech to marry her off, he also has the krech to sell her as an amavriya, and that kinyan of amavriya could then lead to a kedushin. But if she's a gedela, then the father doesn't have the right to marry her off in the first place, only she has the right to marry herself off, so avada, there's not going to be a parasha of yud in the case of a gedela. So zakhtam ha-cheschenach, the Ramban, like he writes in Shmos Chapal of Dalid, that a Yishu could be Mecheres HaTzatzva, that could be correct. But even if we accept that that's true, that there's such a thing as a Shifcha Ivris, who's a Gedela, but it would be very different than the Evet Ivri, because it wouldn't be a Kinyan Haguf. Since there's no effect in Issa V'Heter, you don't have a Heter to marry Evet Knani, you don't have a Din of Yiyud, because she's a Gedela, so there wouldn't be any effects in Isser V'Heter. So it would just be a Shibud Malacha. It wouldn't be a Kinyan Haguf. It would just be that she's working for him. And Meila Zak the Mechas Chinuch, the Pshan and our Gemara is Kashwa. The Gemara says, Hai Shevcha Yechidami, Ida Aisi Shleitzaris May Baya Gabe. It means not that there's no such thing as the Israelis who's Aisi Shleitzaris who's still working for an Adain. But that can't be the case of the Mishnah where the Mishnah says a chiddush that the Adin doesn't get her metziah. If it's just if she's a gedola, so avada the Adin doesn't get her metziah. We already said that in the metziah of an eved, even though the eved has a kinyan haguf, nevertheless his metziah is for himself. It doesn't go for the Adin. But that I understand. It was a chiddush, even though there's a kinyan haguf, but still his metziah doesn't go to the Adin. But in the case of the shivcha Yisraelis in the Nekeva, if she's a Gedela, there isn't even a Kinyan Akuf, so then it's Pashut that the Messiah wouldn't go to the Adin. The Mishnah wouldn't have to speak it out. That's why the Gemara assumes that that can't be the Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara dismisses that case, not because there is no such case, but because it would be Pashut in such a case that the Messiah would be Shal Atzman. So this is how the Minchas Chinuch is metarates the Mishnah Melech's Kasha on the Ramban. However, if you take a look, there's a pirush that was written directly on the Ramban called the Kur Zahav, which is printed in the Machon Yerushalayim Rambans. It's also quoted very often in the Moser Rav Kook Ramban, the pirush Kur Zahav. And over there, he also asks this kasha, he brings down to the Mishnah Melech, asks the kasha, and he brings down to the Mechas Chinuch, he gave a pilbul de kataris to the kasha. But the Kur Zahav says that if you read the Ramban carefully, it seems that the Ramban doesn't mean to be saying Aliba de Emes, that you could have a Yisraelis Gedela who's a Shifcha. The Ramban is talking in the Havamina of the Mechilta, when the Mechilta was clarifying on the Pasuk of Imadeina Vitan Laisha. Is it talking about a Canaanite or is it talking about a Yisraelis? So lefi that havamina that imadina vitan laisha was talking about Yisraelis, then the din would have been that Yisraelis is able to be mecheres atzma, but he never meant to be saying that aliba de emes after the mechilta concludes that imadina vitan laisha refers to a nachris, that it should still be true that Yisraelis is able to be mecheres as atzma, and then he writes at the end of his piece that he found in one of the old editions of the Ramban that there were actually a few words missing from our Pirush Ramban, and those words, when we put them into the sentence at the end, they really corroborate his pshat. Because the sentence at the end of the paragraph, according to that defus, does not read, but it's missing these words. It says, even if we would say that an isha is able to be it's still b'nei shal apin. Those words indicate clearly that the Ramban just meant to be going lafia havamina, that even if there will be just such a tzad, and he's explaining the havamina of the mechilta. And this nusach in the Ramban was adopted by all of the more recent editions of the Ramban, the Moser Rav Kook Ramban, and the Machon Yerushalayim Ramban, and even in the new Mekoreis Gedolos Chumashim, this is the way the Ramban is printed, so much so that now if one is learning the Ramban and then sees the Mechas Chinuch Kasha on the Ramban, it's hard to even understand where the kasha came from, because according to this nusach of the Ramban, it seems pretty clear that the Ramban only meant it as a havamina. But again, in the older editions, those words were missing. The Kur Zahav was machadish, even so he thinks that you could read it that way in the Ramban. And then he says that afterwards he found that there's a nusach that corroborates this. But according to the defus that we have, it's likely that the Ramban really agreed with the Rambam, with the Tosfos on our sugya, with the simple implication of our Gemara, that an Isha Gedola is never able to be Mecheres HaSatzma. And if you take a look in the Chidushei HaRashba and the Chidushei HaRitva on the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Gimel, where the Gemara over there says the same as our Gemara, and they speak out just like Tosfos. Just like Tosfos over here says that Mikan Raya, that an Isha can never be Mecheres HaSatzma, the Rashba and the Ritva say the same thing on the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel, which is interesting, because if the Rebbe, the Ramban, held differently, then you might have expected that they will be Ma'irir, that there's a Machlekes about this, that they come to argue on the Ramban. But there's no mention in the Rashba or the Ritva over there that there's a Machlekes from the Ramban that also supports the conclusion of the Kor Zahav, that the Ramban really only meant to be saying this in discussing a Havamina of the Mechelta, but Alibi de MS Kuli Amolei Pligi, that an Isha Yisraelis, who's a Gedela, cannot be Mecheres as Atzma.
The Mishnah, and after Beis of a Beis, the Mishnah brings it. If someone finds a Shtar Choy, Matar Shtar Choy, so a mayor holds that it depends. If there's a Chreis, the Chosim, if you could be going from the Kuchais, it's a Shtar that could be going from the Kuchais, then the Alochis, you can't give it back. Lo Yachzi, you shouldn't go and give it back to the Malva to be Goybe. She bezed it from the hemp, bezin could be going from the Lakuchis. Eben a Chreis, the Chosim, Yachzi. Mashaykin, if it doesn't have a Chreis, it can't be going from the Kuchais, then the Alochis, you can give it back. And Divere Mayor. And the Chum argue, the Chum Imrim, and they say, no, it doesn't make a difference. Bein sheyesh ba machrayis the chasim, bein sheim ba machrayis the chasim. The halacha is, you shouldn't give it back. They should bezin it from him. So Gemara is trying to understand what's pshat or a meir. Why is a meir mechalik between if it's yesh ba machrayis the chasim or im ba machrayis the chasim? Gemara says, b'mayiskin. Ilayim kishachay moide. If it's talking about when the person's moide, that he's still chayiv, that he didn't pay up the chayiv yet. So ask Gemara. So even if it has a chayis achatzik, yesh by a chayis achatzik, a maido yachzer. Ha moida, he's moida, he does spell din. Vik shein chay moida, and if the loiv is saying, no, I paid up already the chayiv, ki govi, ki eimam a chayis achatzik, a maido yachzer, who cares if there's a chayis achatzik, if he could be gave from a kuchas, nidloi govi b'mashabdi, nechayri migva govi. That's a Gemara's kasha. Gemara doesn't understand what's the pshat or a meir. What's the difference between yesh and ma'ibam? If it's chay moida, then either way you should give it back. And if he's koifer, if he's saying that he paid up, then either way you shouldn't give it back. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shmuas over here and Oisir Aleph and more Mefurish and Kovit Shiurim of Abbasu Tofresh and Beis, he has a kasha. What's the Gemara asking? Ki yesh by a chayis the chasam ma'ilo yachzer ha moida. Who cares if he's moida? As for Bechadim, we know the klal that Haidos Baldin b'makom shachov la'achirim is not neman. The whole the modus of Haidos Baldin is only when it's only negiah to himself. Mashiach, when it's a chov la'achirim, the halacha is that he's not neman. So as for Bechadim, l'chayra, very poshut. Why can't the Gemara say Enochrami is moida? But calls man it's negiah to l'kuchas. If there's a shiba nechasim here, that the person, the malva, would be able to go and take the shtar migayim from l'kuchas. So then we can't believe the loiva, they didn't pay up yet. His Haidos shouldn't help. What's the Gemara's kasha? How come Moide is Moide? So if you look in the Ritva over here, the Ritva brings down a Pshan in the Gemara. It's not clear exactly why he's saying it, but he brings down a Pshan in the Gemara that the Lakuches is only, that the Gemara asks, that how come Moide is only Negea for Lakuches Mekan Ha'abo. From Lakuches from now on, anyone that buys Karka from him from now on, so then he's Nem. So it's sad to say that even if Haidos Baal Din doesn't work, the Gabi other people, but anything that, any people that, if you're moided, that someone's chayiv to you, and then afterwards you sell, then it would work. So this would really answer the kasha. Just it's very hard to understand the ritva, because it's not a good reason to give back a shtar. The whole sugya over here is always that when you give back a shtar, you have to be careful not to give back shtars, because maybe he's going to use it. So if you give back the shtar, he'll be able to use it for the kuchas from before also. What is it? How can Gemara ask a kasha? Mala yachza. Tzarechin in the kavara of the ritva. But kaparim, that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So answers Rabbi Chanan. That the teretz is that over here we're talking about the zvadei achoyf. The suffix is about a peroin. And the klal is any adam praticha. If we're not sure if there's a peroin or there's not a peroin, Allah is a chayiv. Bar v'shema in peroin is chayiv. So chesk is chayiv. Bar v'shema of any adam parati is chayiv. So he says the whole reason always why you can't be goyve is because there's a taninon. Always we will tell the malve when we see the star on the floor and there's a suffix in the peroin, we'll taino. For the lakuches, taninon that maybe the loiv already paid. We don't know. Well, the bezin dal klal is that for lakuches and yisaimin, bezin makes a taninon. So says Rabbi Chanina, but once the loiv is standing here in front of us, and he's being moided, they didn't pay up yet. So Enechanami, his nemonis, his haidas, but it is not nemon. But that much, it tells us that we don't know for sure he didn't pay up, but that much, we're not going to go and say that either if he would be here, he would tainu. We wouldn't make a tanina for Lakuchas and say, oh, you Lakuchas don't know, but had the loiv been here, he would have tainu, and therefore we're going to tainu for you. So loiv is standing here, and he's being moided. So that much says Rabbi Chanina, Enechanami, we have no nemonis of haidas, but did to say that there was no peroin, but we know for sure. And we know for sure that the Levi is standing here and being made this, so we therefore won't go about, we won't say that we're going to taina. Now, once we don't taina, so it remains like a bori v'shema. The Malv is tiny bori that it wasn't paid, and the Lekuchas don't know. And therefore, they have to pay, and the Pratichas have to pay. And he says, the Gemara goes on, and after you give him an alpha, the Gemara says that, no, there's a Chashash Knunya. The Chashash Knunya tells us that the Levi is made is worthless. Maybe he's just being made to make he's making a trick on the lekuchas together with the malve, so therefore it's worthless and it's either he's not here and therefore we could go and make a taninon and say that had he not tried to make a knunya he would have tainted parati and therefore we can make a taninon to lekuchas and they're potter from paying and that's why you don't give back the shtar. But this kasha of Rabbi Chanon is the chayyur not so pasha. The chayyur it's tali and a big machlekes achroinim in the lundis of why it does baldib and bakosh chavla achayim is not neman. You look in the Nesivis, it's in Reishton Hay, Sifkatan Beis. The Nesivis says that we know, the cloud that's before all over, the Idos Badiba Bakum Shachav Lachayim is not Nemon, is Gufa because of Kanunya. The reason is not because it's a Chasarin in the Etzim Idos Badin. Anytime a person is being Machayiv himself, he's Nemon, Midin Idos Badin. The whole reason why it doesn't work to be Chav Lachayim, why it doesn't work to be Machayiv other people, is because Machayish for Kanunya always. And he brings Ergamar as a raya. Ergamar is bevor that be'etzem the person would be neman, like Rabbi Chanan's kasha. The Gemara is bevor that someone's neman say a daos baldin. And the only reason why you're not neman is only because the Gemara later on in Daf Yigimel says that it's a chashash knunya. V'chashin on the peroin ul knunya. V'chashish that he's making a knunya. Says to the Nesiv, it's bevor. Not like Rabbi Chanan assumed that a daos baldin b'makom shechav l'achem is not neman. It's bevor that a daos baldin b'makom shechav l'achem has an amonis of a daos baldin. The whole reason normally is because of the maskan of Ergamar comes along and says that Rechesh is a knunya, so that's why, says in Esivis, that is good for why, it does about it, but Bakush Al-Chav Lachayim is not Nem. But if you look at the Tzais, in Simon Sadi Tess, Sifkatan Beis, he's going on a Tumim, which Lachayim also seems to assume like in Esivis, that anytime there's no Chashash Knunya, the Allah is that it does about it, but Bakush Al-Chav Lachayim is Nemon. And he comes to argue and he says it's not true. Haidah's baldiba bakum shchav lachayim is not a haidah at all. It's not nemon. It's kilu. He says kilu. You're being made on someone else's thing. Haidah's baldiba bakum shchav lachayim is not nichal b'chlal in the parish of haidah's baldin. And he brings a very strong raya. He brings a gemara in kedushin samachayim and beis. Over there, the gemara is discussing pashtis why a person himself, the baldin himself, the ish and ishik themselves can't be edus l'kiyume on the kedushin. Haidah's baldin. Why do they need edim? Let them themselves be Eidus Lekiyumi on the Kedushin. They're Nemon. They have an Amonis. Why did he Dafke Eidim? You have an Amonis of Haidah Asbaldin. And on that says the Gemara, no. By Momin, Haidah Asbaldin is Nemon. But over here on Kedushin, Haidah Asbaldin is not Nemon. Why? This is Haidah Asbaldin, the Makam Shechav La'Acherim. Haidah Asbaldin by Kedushin is Chav La'Acherim. Says Rashi, why should Kroivim say a Nestor by Ukroivim Nesar and Bas? Since their Kroivim become Nesar, I day their Kedushin. So says the Gemara, therefore, that's why the Idas Baltin doesn't work on the Kedushin. Says the Ktsais, there's no Knunya over here. No one tried to make any tricks on anyone. He just tried to make a Chalais Kedushin. And Afal Pikin, the Gemara is before, the Idas Baltin, the Makkum Shalab Lachayim is not Nemon. It's before not like the Nesivis, not like the Tumim. It's before that, like the Rabbi Chanan assumed, that Idas Baltin, the Makkum Shalab Lachayim is not Nemon. And therefore, and he doesn't explain, he doesn't bring the Nesivis, it's Raya from Ergamar, how he learns Ergamar. Maybe you have to say like Rabbi Chanan. But Akapanim, he brings a strong Raya from Ergamar Kedushin, that Idah Asbaldin, but Makkum Shechav L'Acherim is not Nemon Midin Idah Asbaldin. Rabbi Shmuel Rezovsky, over here, in Ois Gimel, and he says, Shtigotar in Zichron Shmuel, and Simon Lamel Ches also, he says that Tmim Yashiv, how Ergamar and the Ksesis Raya is all Shtim, he says that there's two Dinim. Every Idah Asbaldin could be Nemon because of two dinim. It could be Nemon because of the parasha Rashi brings Xeris Akosov of Kiyu Zeh. It's Xeris Akosov that the Torah was Maimon Adas Baldin, and he says, chutz from that, there's a very poshita svara dikan amonis. There's a svara that a person, if he's saying that he's chayiv $100, then he's probably chayiv. There's an umdana that when a person comes along and he says, there's a chazaka, that a person that comes along and says that he's chayiv money, he's saying the truth. Why would he say it if he's not saying the truth? And says Reb Shmuel that because of the first amonis that the Torah gave, Kiyu says an amonis, he says, that's an amonis the Torah gave. You can't come along and say knunya. There wouldn't be a svar to say that knunya is not nemon. Torah gave it amonis. How can you come along and say, oh, I'm chayshish that maybe it's a knunya? So he says, Kiyu says, the reason why it's not nemon, the makosh chavachem is like the ktsais. Like the ktsais speaks for the Gemara Kedushin, Kiyu says it's not nemon at all. But he says, it's before he says in the Rambam in Perek Beis Alocha Vav in Hilchos Malvaleiv is before Afal Pikin, you need to come out the Chashash Knunya. Afal Pikin, Kozban is no Chashash Knunya, it's before in the Rambam, like the Sivis and the Tumim assume, you would be Nemon. And he says the reason is not because, like how the Sivis seems to assume that the Monis of Haidos Baldin is Nemon, even Makvash Chavlacherim. Says the reason for that is this is a new umdana, and that umdana says the Reb Shmuel is poshut that Mabakum with is a chashash knunya. There's no umdana anymore. We know maybe there's a different reason why he's saying he's chayiv. He's trying to make a trick. The whole umdana is only with Mabakum. There's no knunya. Why else would he be saying he's chayiv if he's not chayiv? But once we have a different reason to think why he might be saying he's chayiv, besides that, so we lose the whole emunas. Then emunas that Torah gave. That's an emunas that Torah gave with a chashash knunya. That a chashash knunya. So the reason why chav lachem over there doesn't work is like the tzais. Even after we have the Gemara Kedushin Samachem and Beis that says Chav Lachem doesn't have the Amonis of Adas Baldin, Afal Pikin is always the Umdana. In the Gemara Kedushin Samachem and Beis, Chayra Umdana wouldn't help. To Idus Akiyume, you need to have an Amonis. You need to have Adas Baldin or Idus, an Amonis to make a Chalois Kedushin. To be Idus Akiyume on a Chalois Kedushin. Masha'ikin, in a regular Mammon, in a regular Shiloh of a beer and Mammon, we could use the Umdana of Adas Baldin. And on that, you need to have Umdana, you need to have a Chashash Knunya. That's why the Gemara there asks, before the Gemara knows the Svar of Knudya, the Gemara asked it, Ike Shechayim Moideh, why shouldn't you give it back? This an Amonis of Aydah spelled in. And don't ask me, it's Chav Lachayim. So what if it's Chav Lachayim? There's still an Umdara that must be, he didn't pay up the Chayiv, if he's saying he didn't pay up the Chayiv. Until the Gemara comes out later on, and if you give him it out, it's a Chashash Knudya. Once the Gemara says it's a Chashash Knudya, so we don't have the Umdara anymore, so therefore the Aydah spelled in, but Bakush Chav Lachayim doesn't work. And the Umdara we don't have because of the Chashash Knudya. So it comes out, we have really three shittas. We have the shittas haktzois, which Rabbi Chanan seemed to assume like that. That hadas b'al divim b'akum shchav l'acherim is not nemon b'chlal. There's no nemonis at all. And then we have the shittas tumim and simin tzadi tes and the sivis and simin reish din hay. They both assume that really hadas b'al divim b'akum shchav l'acherim is nemon. That the nemonis hadas b'al divim is there. Just the reason why usually you're not nemon is because normally there's a chashash knunya. And then we said for Rabbi Shmuel that no, there's two dinim. There's a din of Haidos of the Makosh Chav L'Acherim is not Neman at all. And then there's a new umdana that can work be'etzem even when it's Chav L'Acherim. But then always we're going to have a problem. Whenever we have a Chashash Knunya, we're going to have the problem of Knunya. The Gemara goes and answers that the reason why the Haidos of the din doesn't work, so the Gemara over here in the beginning says, V'hainu time in the Chashidim Shem Akasa Luvas V'nisim V'ilova Tishrei. Also in the midst of Vakucha Shleikadin, that maybe he wrote the Shtar, but he didn't end up making the Alva till later. And Tosis, the Divrei Masvei Lova Tishrei says, that doesn't mean that he already had made the Alva Tishrei. He's talking about when we find the Shtar, he still hadn't made the Alva yet. He still hadn't made the Alva. And that's why the Gemara says later on that that's the reason why there's a Reyes of the Nefilo. The Gemara says, Hani Rey, that he lost the Shtar. It says Tosis, because if he would have made the Alva, if he had already made the alvah, so then of course he's not going to just throw out lose a shtar. The whole svarav, when we find a shtar on the floor, why there's a special reisa is because we assume that since the shtar is not a good shtar, that's why he let it fall. If it would have been a good shtar, he would have been more careful. Says Taisus, if he already made the alvah, of course he would be careful with it. So must be, the Gemara means to say is that he didn't make the alvah yet. But the Rishonim, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran are very clear. They argue with Taisus. And the Achrayim, the Maram Shif, and the Nachas Tavar, Amadayik, and Rashi, when Rashi Hani Rei says, Hoyo v'nofel Isra, the Yesh Loimerim, Hoyo Kosharei and Nizabot, it's Mashba from Rashi that's talking about that it fell from the Malv. The Malv already has the Shtar, which means that the Alva already happened. He just didn't make the Alva till later, so there's the Chosin, he's going to be Gavish like a din, there's Lukuchas, he's going to be Gavish like a din. But it's the Amadayik and Rashi, that Rashi's Mashba like these Rishonim, not like Taisvis, that it's talking about that he already had made the alva, we don't give it back, but so worried he's going to be terrible kuchash like it did. And then Nachas Tavit explains that Tais is tied to El Chayra, why did, if you already made the alva, then what's the race of the Tefillah? Why are we saying that? Oh, must be, he wasn't careful with it. Must be this happened. Why would that be a svar that he shouldn't be careful with it? So says it Achas David, that no, since the shtar is a puzzle shtar, the shtar buktum, the shtar is a shtar puzzle. So even though he made the alva already, but maybe he made the alva to be like a bilval peh, the shtar is any puzzle. Maybe therefore, even though maybe you're bailed to be gave and bezin with it, bezin wouldn't know, but he still, since he knows that it's a shtar puzzle, he's not so careful with it. So therefore, it could be the Rishayna Bel, that even though the shtar was a shtar alva, he had already made the alva, afal pikein, the Rishayna hold it could still be a raise to the tefila. This is another kasha on these Rishayim from the Gemara Daf Tezayinim Abayz. The Gemara Daf Tezayinim Abayz is before that once the shtar has a hemphik written in it, once it's a kiyam of bezin, the bezin was already mekayim the shtar, then we're not chayshish for this chashash anymore. So Fitais says it's pashut why, because the tolzman the shtar doesn't come liyad amalve, no one's being mekayim the shtar, the loive doesn't come to go to be mekayim the shtar. So once there's a hemphik there, must be that he already made the alva. And Taisis explains that so the whole chashash is only that he didn't yet make the alva. But the feeling is we're showing that he had already made the alva and the malva is holding the shtar. We're just saying that there's a raise to the tefillah because the shtar is a shtar puzzle. What's the raya for the fact that there's a hemphig on it that was a kasav lovis b'nis of loylov ad tishrei? If you look at the tumim in Simon Samachais, if katnach habez, he dresses his kasha, he brings it, the ritva speaks about it. He says maybe the gemara over here is not going with our gemara. But the tumim himself says that the svara is a different svara. That if a person puts a hemphig on a shtar, if the malva puts a hemphig on the shtar, so we see from that he's not just, like we just explained from the Nachas Tavid, he's not just really dismayed Avav Bepeh, but he doesn't really care so much about the shtar since he knows the shtar is the shtar's puzzle. We see that he looks at the shtar very seriously. He brought it to Bezin to make a key, and that means he's planning on using the shtar. It's a serious thing by him, the shtar. And therefore, if it fell, it obviously fell b'mikra. It wasn't because he wasn't careful with the shtar, but it was a shtar puzzle. As you see, obviously, he's not treating it like a shtar puzzle. We see for the fact that he wrote a hemphik in the shtar, that he's treating it like a shtar kosher, like he's planning on using the shtar. And therefore, from the fact it fell, is no raya that there's any reyes. Because if there's a hemphik in the shtar, then the reason why it fell must be, because it fell, even if it would have been a shtar kosher, would have fell. We can't prove anything from the fact that it fell. There's no reyes from the fact that it fell, that the shtar was kasav luvis b'nis of loylov ad tishrei. Now, from Rashi, it seems that we're not chayshish that it fell in the yad aleve. We see the shtar, we assume that the alva happened already, and it fell in the yad amalve, just as a reisa, that we assume that the shtar is possible. So the Ktseis HaChayshin, in Sibid Samachay, he asks a kasha on Rashi. Rashi, Dav Zayinam Abayz, the Rashi that says that Rashi Devar Masal Lo Yitzuyu Miyadoi, Rashi says that you don't give back a shtar that you found until Edim come, Sharo Miyami Nofa. Once Edim come into Bezin, they say, oh, we saw it fell from the Malva, and then you can give it back. So Esek says, there's a raise of the Nefila. We say that for the fact that it fell, must be it's a possible shtar, even though we know it fell beyond a Malva. We're not Chishish, it fell beyond a Leiva. So what would it help Edim coming into Bezin and saying they saw it fell beyond a Malva? And if you look at Rav Kiveger and Ksav Chaysim Tadida, he also asks this kasha, what does it help that we know it fell biyad amalve? The reason why we're chayshish that it was biyad amalve, but it was a shtar puzzle. It was kasa lovas b'nitzav le'lov ad tishrei. And the reis that it feels, even if it fell from the malve. So why would it help that there's Eidim? So if you look at Meir Simcha on Daf Chav, he answers that the sugya Daf Zayin is a different story. The sugya Daf Zayin is the wave is standing here and he's tiny that it fell from me. I already paid it up if it fell from me. And the malve is saying, no, it fell from me. And he says it's talking about where there's no achrayas to chasim. And therefore, if we see that it fell me out of Malva, so we see the life is lying. So in that case, we can give it back to the Malva. Well, we don't know what happened. We have no clue. The life is not sitting and tining over here. Or there's Achrayas to Chasim. There's other people involved with Kucha. So we can't be Seimach on the life. So then we can't give it back. This means we know it fell me out of Malva. But over here, we know that the whole Dittayr over here is from who it fell. He's saying he paid up and it fell from him. He's saying not. So once we see that it fell from him, we see the life is lying. So then we can give it back. Liyara Malva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.